Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Vayeshev. It's the Shabbos prior to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. The Zohar HaKadosh says that all the days of the week receive their bracha, their sustenance from the Shabbos prior. And tonight is the Yahrzeit of
Yechiel ben Chaim
Hillel Halevi. The Hei Nishmasai Tzrura B'Tzrura HaChaim. Tonight's shir is dedicated to Eloi Nishmasai. Tonight is also the Yahrzeit of the great-grandson, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh of Baruch of Mezhebuz, wrote a Sefer Butzina de Nahoira, Zchusa Yogin Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. Tomorrow night is the Yahrzeit of the Maggid of Mezrich, the Talmud Muvak of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and of course it's also the day in which the Baal HaTanya was released from prison, Yutes Kislev, in the year 1797, I believe. This Shabbos is not Shabbos Mevarchim. Many years it is. This Shabbos is not. Next Shabbos, Parshas Miketz, is Shabbos Mevarchim Teves. But Vayeshev is always the Shabbos prior to Chanukah or Shabbos Chanukah itself. And certainly as all the Svarim HaKadoshim, the Shaloh HaKadosh, especially is Mayrich on it in this week's Parsha, say that in this Parsha is Merumaz in Yonei Chanukah, one is the famous Pasuk that the Gemara talks about in the sugya of Chanukah on Daf Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis Amad Aleph. Actually, it starts Chaf Aleph, but the sugya is on the pieces on Chaf Beis. Amar Rav Tanchaim, the Habor Reik Ein Boi Mayim, Mimashma Shanema Ein Boi Reik. We know if it says that, the fact that it says Reik, we notice it's empty. Why does it say Ein Boi Mayim? Mayim Ein Boi Alvul Nachoshim VaAkrabim Yesh Boi, and that's of course a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, which is always read in the vicinity of Chanukah. Yosef HaTzadik Ki Yadua, the Shalom says this, many Sfarim speak about it, that Yosef represents Chanukah, Yosef Miloshen HaSofa, and other details of Yosef's Avodah and his life that have to do with the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and always Chanukah we learn about Yosef HaTzadik, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, in the vicinity of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So clearly this is a Chanukah Shabbos, although it's not Chanukah yet, but it's the Shabbos that gives the bracha to the following week, to the week that Chanukah falls out. And this Shabbos, this parsha, as all the Svarim point out, the Pnei Menachem is Mayrich, is a very difficult parsha to understand without the eyes of Chazal and with the Mefarshei HaTorah who explained to us what's going on here, the Machlokes of Yosef and the brothers, the story of Yehuda and Tamar that intertwine in this parsha, that have to be delved into, have to be learnt with the proper, with the right glasses. We have to look at these psukim correctly and not come to the wrong conclusions. We have to realize the shvatim were shiftei ka, every one of them was a tzaddik nizgav beyond our comprehension. And whatever was happening here was all kulei l'shem shamayim, and there was a reason, and it happened for a reason, and it was all to bring down the shvatim to Mitzrayim, to begin Golas Mitzrayim, and that Yosef should rule. And he rules over Mitzrayim, so that later Klal Yisrael will be able to rule over the Yetzer Hara in Mitzrayim. And everything, of course, is a Poel Demyoini for all the future Goliaths. The Pnei Menachem mentions that the Psukim tell us that Yosef was in a pit. It says four times the word bor when it talks about the Mechira. Pasuk tells us, they said, Hashlichu Oisei HaBoir, Ven Hashlichehu Be'achad HaBoirois, Hashlichu Oisei El HaBoir Hazeh, four times the Torah emphasizes the word bor, says the Pnei Menachem, because the Klal Yisrael later on go into four Goliaths, Chi Yisani Miyar Divor. Golos is compared to a bor, and Eicha it says, Shatani Bebor Tachtiyos, a pit, Tavati Bivain Mitsula, Yevain is quicksand. Yavan is the same Oisi says as Tavati Bivain Mitsula, in what seems to be a never-ending a place where one sinks and cannot come out of, a bar, a pit. And Yosef is being sold and being cast into a pit, because Yosef represents Klal Yisrael that went from one pit to the next, from one Golis to the next. He tells us later to the Sar HaMashkim and the Sar HaOifim, Kisomu Oisi Baboyer. And then in Parashas Miketz, Vayiritsuhu Min HaBoyer. And the Pnei Menachem makes note that the Minhag Yisrael is to say Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David on Chanukah. Some say it while they are lighting the Neiros, where there it says Chiyisani Miyordi Bor. And he says that during Chanukah, Chanukah is a time that everyone can experience an aliyah, even those who are in the bor, even those that are below 10 tfachim, as we've been speaking about, even those that have sunk so low, have an aliyah on Chanukah. So this parsha, therefore, is the parsha that is read prior to Chanukah, and in it, the Torah already is being meramis to us very clearly about the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah. So we'll discuss a few points. Number one, the Apterah of the Oyev Yisrael, Zchusa Yogan Aleinu, begins his parish on this week's parasha by Yeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. He says, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei is Rosh HaTevis V'yabeim of Ayovam, Yibum. The Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Yibum and its Soid. And of course, not literally, he brings from the Kisvei HaArizal, from the Zohar HaKadosh, what Yibum is to give a chance for the neshama, that for the person that left this world, to come back again. And what Yibum does is it gives chiyus to the nitzutzois hakadoshois shenisharu me'echov, and he's mechaya them. So the bain, v'hoya abachor ha-shetelet, yokum al-shem ochiv hameis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he says, to bring the Shechina down into this world. The Rishoyim caused that the Shechina should leave, but there's still a chiyus left in this world, even after the Rishoyim do what they do. And Yaakov, through his avoidus hakadosh, was poyel, Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz, he brought the Shechina back down to the world, and he was Milo, all the sparks, all the Nitzutzei Kedusha, which is the Bechina of Yibum. What exactly is he talking about? What does that mean? Where do you see Yibum here? Now the emes is, the first time Yibum is ever mentioned in the Chumash, it's in Parshas Vayeshev. In Parshas Vayeshev, right here in the middle, we have the story of Er and Oinon and Sheila and Yehuda with Tamar. Another one of those stories that, again, have to be learned in the right way. The Al Shech HaKadosh has all arichas on this, because from this comes Melech HaMashiach. From this story, David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David. And there the Pasuk says, if the heir died, Vayoyme Yehuda la'oinon, boy el eishes ochicha v'yabeim oisa. Here you have Yibum. This is the first time that Yibum is mentioned in the Torah. Pnei Menachem says that Yehuda was Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum with Tamar. It's a little difficult because Yehuda didn't know who she was at the time. Maybe he means afterwards when he found out who it was, and according to one opinion, he stayed with her. But he says that Yehuda was also Mekayim the site of Yibum with Tamar. Before Matan Torah, as the Ramban says, Yibum was not only a sister, a brother-in-law. Yibum could be any close relative. We see this in the story of Rus. So the whole idea of Yibum is tikkun haneshamos. The vilti yidach mimenu nidach. In fact, the pasuk says in Parshas Kisetze concerning Yibum, the lo yimochesh shmoi miYisrael, in order that his name should not be erased. So we give a chance for his brother to be meyabim his wife, the lo yimochesh shmoi miYisrael. There was once a story, I don't remember now who the Adam Gadol was, that in his presence, someone made a comment about a known Russia. A known Russia, who really was a Russia? It was an Apikoros, a Mummer probably, maybe even a Mummer Lahachas. And he said on him, Yemach Shemoy V'Zichroy, which unfortunately many have a habit of saying on a lot of people. So this Adam Gadol said right away, you're not allowed to say that. And he said, what do you mean? He was a Russia. He says, but what if he would have died childless? Would his wife have Yibum done? In fact, there's a Gemara that says even a mumar, even an eshes mumar is mechuyev, there's Yibum. So that means v'lo yimochesh shmoi miYisrael goes even on a Jew like that. So you have to be careful, he said, not to say that phrase, yimach shmoi, even on someone maybe who deserves it, or shem rishoyim yirkov. Whatever, the point is that Yibum is tikkun. Yibum is bringing the neshama back, bringing a tikkun for that neshama that wasn't able to be misakin himself here, like we see. And even Aaron Oinon, who did a chet that the Zayar is maflig about the severity of that chet, they also were given a chance, especially as the Mekubalim say that Peretz and Zerach were Aaron Oinon. Vayihu b'nei Peretz, the Pasuk says later on, Parshas Pinchas, when it talks about the children of Yehuda, Ariya Kaddish, I believe, the Arachayim Kaddish makes note of this. When the pasuk talks about the children of Yehuda, there it says, "Bnei Yehuda erev einon, vayamos erev einon be'eretz Kanaan, vayihiyu bnei Yehuda l'sheila l'peretz l'zerach, vayihiyu bnei peretz l'chetzray." So there, the Arachayim, others make note that Aaron Einon came back in Peretz and Zerach. So even Aaron Einon, who did what's called Rabbi Einei Hashem, there was a tikkun for them too through the sight of Yibum. So Yibum is the inyan of tikkun. Chanukah, the Yomtif of Chanukah, is the Yomtif of tikkun, and Chanukah is really what Yibum accomplishes, that it's the tikkun for neshamayis v'la yimach ha-shamay miYisrael, and even a Jew that has fallen so low in the pit, beyond help, there's help for him too, especially on Chanukah, when the Ner Chanukah is on the left and below 10 and on the outside, and as we mentioned in the last few weeks, and it's also the Yom Tov that begins in the second half of the month when the moon is already in concealment phase. Not only that, but Chanukah is the only Yom Tov where you have one of the days of Chanukah on the day when the moon is totally concealed, the 24 hours before the Moilad, Choftes, which in other months, that's Yom Kippur Katan. There's a whole Shaila in the Paiskim, but there's Yom Kippur Katan on Chanukah because you can't fast on Chanukah. So the last day of the month, which normally is a day not associated with Yom Tov, a day associated with fast, a day associated with a bechina of merirus, when the moon is totally concealed, not just it's in concealment, that it's getting less and less, it's totally concealed. Chanukah is during that time. Chanukah is so powerful that it illuminates even then. In fact, it's the night when we begin we light the majority of the candles. Because the first night is Chav Hei, that's one. The second night is Chav Vav. Chav Zayin is three. Chav Ches is four. Chav Tes, which is when the moon is totally concealed, is when we light five, which is the majority. More than four, in other words, more than half. We already light on a night which is associated with concealment, when the moon is totally concealed, the power of Chanukah. So Chanukah is the site of Yibum. Yibum, the word Yibum, if you spell it with the milui of the Oisius. A Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, that's 20. And a Beis is Beis Yud Tuf, it's 412. It's 432. With a Mem, 432 plus 80 is 512, is Begematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The Shoirish of the word is Yibum, is Yud Beis Mem, like it says here, V'yabei Moisa. Yibum with the milui of the Oisius is equal to Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Interesting too, that the pasuk that talks about Yibum in Parshas Kiseitse, it ends with the word V'yibima, and the next word of the next pasuk is V'hoya. And we know the Chazal Darshan that these two psukim go together. V'yibima, V'hoya HaBachor, that the oldest, mitzvah begodol yabim, because we juxtapose the two psukim. V'yibima, together with the word V'hoya, is equal to Chanukah. Chanukah is the site of Yibum. So the Oy of Yisrael, when he's telling us that Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megure, Rosh HaTevis Yibum, V'yabein, and in this parasha we have Yibum for the first time. So the Shoirish of Yibum is in Parshas Vayeshev, a parasha of Tikkunei Nefashos. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Tikkunei Nefashos. Even those Nefashos that cannot be affected by Shabbos or Sukkos or any other time have their Tikkun on Chanukah, when we light below 10, and on the Tzad Smoil, and Bachutz, and at night, Mishatishka HaChama, when it's dark, and in the second half of the month. And who deals with this? This is the Bechina of Yosef. And the emes is that this is Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef and Yehuda are discussed at length in this week's parasha, where both have a Yerida. They both go down. Vayered Yehuda me'es Echov. Yehuda goes down. He's demoted. It says that they were upset with him because he's the one who convinced them to sell Yosef. And then when they saw how aggravated their father was, they said, "You should have convinced us not to sell him at all and to give him back. And we wouldn't have to deal with our father's aggravation." So Yehuda had a Yerida and he left. Vayered Yehuda me'es Echov. Yosef, we all know how to read it. Yosef, hurad mitzrayma, hayriduhu shama, a tremendous Yerida, a real fall from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. and then sold as a slave. And that wasn't enough. An accused abuser. He's an accused rapist. Yosef HaTzadik had to be incarcerated because of what Zelika, that's the wife of Potiphar, said about him. We all know what she said about him, what she accused him of. So Yosef had one Yerida after another in this parasha. But we know what the Svarim tell us, Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. Every Yerida that a person goes through, all of us, every Jew, is all for the purpose of an Aliyah, if we allow it. Some unfortunately, when they have a Yerida, they stay there. They think that's it, and they're Miyayish, and they don't realize that the purpose of the Yerida is to give you a push to go even higher than before. As the Pnei Menachem is Mayrich in this week's parasha as well with Yehuda, that Yehuda, after this, he got married. He started a new life. He started over again. The Satan was telling him to be Miyayish. Look what they did. Yeah, you see what you did. You did a terrible thing. You allowed your brother to be sold. So he begins, he starts over again. He doesn't let the Satan convince him that it's all over. No, it's not all over. I start again. So he looks for a new wife. He starts over again. And what he does, of course, brings about Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach Peretz Al Yad Ish Ben Parzi. Mashiach is the pirates, as the Pasuk says in Micha. Mashiach is the pirate. He will be pirates together of Golas. Pirates Gidrei Ha'olam Aparatzta Olecha Paretz. The same with the Yerida of Yosef. The Yerida of Yosef brought to an Aliyah, because this is what causes that Yosef should become the Viceroy of Mitzrayim. Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. Chanukah is the Yomtif of Yerida Tzorech Aliyah. We there's a Yerida on Chanukah. We go down. We light the menorah on a side that we normally stay away from. We light it on the left side. We go down. We go below 10. It's a Yerida. We go outside. We do it at night. But the purpose is Aliyah. B'ha'aloyscha es ha'neirois. B'ha'aloyscha b'gematria kislev teves. The yomtiv that connects these 2 months of Kislev Teves, which next Shabbos is Mevarchim Teves, which Teves is from the lowest of the months. Teves is the darkest, the longest nights. Chazal referred to it as the Lele Teves Ho'aruchin. In fact, Rashi and Pashas Emor, when he tells us, when the Pasuk talks to us about the Neiros, so the Pasuk says, Michutz leparoiches ha'edos b'oyel moyed yaroich oisei me'erev ad boiker, says Rashi, there should be enough Chatsi lug lochol ner v'ner v'hen kedai af lelele tkufas teves. That means there had to be enough oil in the menorah to last in the long nights of teves. That pasuk is not literally talking about Chanukah. That means every night of the year in the Beis Hamikdash, there had to be enough light, enough oil, that there should be enough light to go for the whole night, including the lele tkufas teves. In the summer, you didn't need that much. The example is Lele Tkufas Teves. And what's very interesting about this is that the Yomtiv of Chanukah, which is Merumas in Parshas Amor, in that topic, as the Rekeach says, and in Parshas Tetzaveh, where it talks about the Neiros, is during Tkufas Teves. That's exactly when it is. It's during the time, as the Pinchas Koritz has said, that first night of Chanukah that year was the longest night of the year. But the Dafka, when the nights are the longest, that when it's the darkest, which is Teves. Teves is the month of Dun. Dun is the lowest of the Shvatim. Min ha'yerudin shebishvatim, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayakel. They were the sinners. They were the outcasts among Dun. Not all of Dun, I said, of course. But among Dun, they were the sinners, as the Targum Yonatan tells us in the Pasuk Kisei. It's like Necheshalim. The Necheshalim were the outcasts that Amalek was able to start up with, that had been spat out of the cloud. The Chasrei Koyach, the Misacharim, the latecomers, they were from Sheva Dun. Throughout Tanakh, we see that among the Dunites, there were many sinners, idol worshippers, Pesel Micha, and so on. Chanukah is Misakein, those neshamas that rooted in Dun, the lowest neshamas, the neshamas that are on the left, that are outside, they were out of the cloud. Sei min ha'onon. Moshe says to Yahushua, "Tsei v'hilochem, go out and battle Amalek and bring the Dunites back in." So Chanukah is the tikkun for the lowest neshamas, which is the bechina of Yibum. We find interesting, Yerida Tzorech Aliyah is begematria v'tzivonu lahadlik ner Chanukah. Because the inyan of Chanukah is a Yerida, which is l'tzorech Aliyah. Many times tzaddikim would go down in the Imke HaKlipos, like where we find ourselves now, we find ourselves, it's again, not because we willed so, but we are in the lowest of places. in a place, the United States of America, the furthest from Eretz Yisrael, this part of the hemisphere, as the previous Lubavitch Rebbe said, is Matan Torah wasn't here, Matan Torah was on the other side of the world, such a low place, yet we are here for a reason. It's a Yerida, but we're here for an Aliyah. The Neshama comes down to the world. It's a tremendous Yerida. It's Me'igra Ramala Bira Amikta. From the highest of the high, the Neshama is Chatsuva Mitaras Kisei HaKavod. And we're placed in a body, which is called a Mashcha, the Chivya B'loshan HaZayar, the skin of the snake. A body, a guf, a Nefesh HaBahamis, that tends to follow the Yetzer Hara, only interested in Taivas Olam HaZeh. So the Neshama comes from the holiest place into a body, a human body of flesh and blood, a Yelud Isha, that's may offer atov yalofer tashuv. It's a yerida, but it's letzayrech aliyah. The aliyah that comes after the neshama enters the body and goes through a life of Torah and mitzvahs, of challenges, of nesiyonis, and passes the nesiyonis. The aliyah afterwards is much greater. The neshama reaches much greater heights together with the guf than it would have had the neshama not been sent down to the world. So the whole life in general is yerida tzayrech aliyah. The Yontif of Chanukah is Yerida Tzayrach Aliyah. The purpose is Heelo Esnei Roiseha B'ha'aloisecha Aaron HaKoyen. The Zohar refers to him as Shushvina de Matrunisa, that he was the one who took the Kala down. Moshe is called Shushvina de Malka. Moshe is Hashem's Shushvin. The Shushvin is the one who, the Untafir, the one who takes the Chassid and Kala down. The Chuppah is called the Shushvin. Well, Shushvina means the friends of the Chassid. So Moshe Rabbeinu is called Shushvina the Malka, and Aaron HaKohen is called Shushvina the Matronisa. The Matronisa means the matron, that's Klal Yisrael, the Shechina, Klal Yisrael. That Aaron is our Shushvin. He's Maila, the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, which is the whole side of Hadlokas Neiroi's HaMenoira. The Menoira represents all the seven segments of Klal Yisrael. There are seven branches, seven groups, seven Midai, seven Sfirai, seven Royim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. And Aaron is the one who lights. Aaron is the Midah of Hoid, that's Chanukah, is Hoid. In order to be Maila than the Neshamas, B'ha'aloyscha, when one lights, one has to bend down to light. Especially that the Menorah is below 10 Tfachim. Most people are taller than 10 Tfachim. So when you light your Menorah, unless you're a midget, you have to lower yourself. You have to bend down. But the purpose is that the Ner should go up. Aaron, it says, was as tall as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maril Diskin says, he explains with this, the famous question that everyone asks on this Rashi, which is what we learned the last day of Chanukah. Vayas Kain Aaron, which is the Gematria of Chanukah seven times. Vayas Kain Aaron, Lahagit Shvachah Shal, eight times. Chanukah times eight. Vayas Kain Aaron, Lahagit Shvachah Shal Aaron Shal Shina. He says, what's the Shvach? He says, Aaron was the same height as Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says they were equal. The Pasuk says, who Aaron and Moshe? Who Moshe and Aaron? Melami Cheshneim Shkulim, as Rashi brings the Parshas Va'era. They were both equal, says the Maril Disk. They were of the same height. So imagine Aaron was very, very tall. He was as tall as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was 10 Amos. The Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was 18 Tvachim. And it had steps in front of it. Aaron certainly did not have to go up those steps. There was absolutely no reason for him to have to go up those steps because he was tall enough as it is. He would have to bend down to light the menorah. To go up the steps, he would have to bend down even more. But the pasuk says, "V'ha'aloyscha he'elo esnei roiseha," as Rashi makes note here from Chazal, "Maila," there were steps before the menorah that he had to go up those steps. So Aaron did it too, even though he was so tall he didn't really have to. The Hagat Shvacha Shal Aaron Shal Yishina. So Aaron had to really go down to light to bring those neshamas up. You read the Tzayrach Aliyah. So just like Yosef in the parasha goes down, and the purpose is for him to have an aliyah, Yehuda goes down, brings to an aliyah. Yosef's Yerida leads to Mashiach ben Yosef. Yehuda's Yerida brings to Mashiach ben David, the two Mashiachim, Oyroi shel Melech HaMashiach, which we all know that Chanukah, as the Rekeach tells us, the Swarm speak about it, B'nai Yisoscha, etc., is the Yomtif of Oyroi shel Melech HaMashiach. It's the Yomtif of Pidyon Shvuyim. Next week we're going to be reading Vayerdu Ache Yosef Asara. The brothers went down, it says they went down 10. Vayerdu Ache Yosef Asara. They went down below 10 Tfachim. What were they going? They were going to redeem Yosef. When Tzofnes Paneach, who is Yosef, asks them, what would be if they don't let you. And they said, that's what we came for. We came either to get killed or to kill. And that's when he says, oh, miraglim at them. You see, I'm right, you're spies. But here Rashi brings, they came down, lifdoisai b'chol mamayin sheyivsuku aleihem. They went down there with the intent to redeem him. Yosef was the ultimate captive. At that time he was in, well, not at that time, but he was before that. A shavui in jail, they didn't know that he was the one who was talking to them at that time. So they went with the intent, because they sold him as a slave, to redeem him. So they went for Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim is the gematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Pidya. It's the Yom Tov that's poide all the neshamas that are in captivity, the neshamas that are in the claws of Esav. Yosef is sitnoi shel Esav. We read in the Haftarah last week, Beis Yaakov Eish, Ubeis Yosef Lehova, Ubeis Esav Lekash. The Haftarah of Avadia. So Rashi at the beginning of the parasha brings that when Yaakov saw all the Alufei Esav, Rashi brings a mashal over here with the Pishtani. Anyone could look up to Rashi and see it. So Yaakov Avinu said, what am I going to do with all the Alufei Esav? Mi ochel lichboi sheskulam. So Maksiv Lamata, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Uksiv. V'hoye beis Yaakov eish, beis Yosef lehove, beis Esav lekash, nitzutz yoytzei mi Yosef shemachala v'soy v'skulam. That Yosef, a spark will come from Yosef that'll wipe them all out. You don't have to worry about Esav anymore. Like we find the parashas Vayetzei, when Yosef was born, that's when Yaakov said to Lavan, I can go now. Shalacheni ve'elecha. Shalacheni is Rosh HaTevis, yesh lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. I can go now. I have Yosef. I have Chanukah. Yosef is Chanukah. Yaakov is Sukkos. Yosef is the extension of Yaakov. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. Chanukah is the extension of Sukkos. But Chanukah goes much further down than Sukkos. And whatever Yaakov did, as we've been learning in the last few weeks, that Yaakov also was preparing for Chanukah by Yitzhak Shemen. Yaakov also went out, and he went Bachutz, and he went to the left. But Yaakov was not in a pit. Yaakov wasn't sold as a slave. Yaakov wasn't incarcerated. Yaakov is not in a bar. Yosef certainly went much further down than Yaakov. So Yosef, when Yosef comes out of the pit, he takes all those neshamas that are in the pits from all future generations with him out. As much as Yaakov did, Yosef did much more, because Yosef went further down. So Yosef says, the Shalom HaKadosh, Yosef is Chanukah. The Pasuk tells us, V'hu na'ar es b'nei vilha. This is one of the most difficult psukim in Chumash. The Rashbam says in this pasuk here that he had many times debates with his grandfather, with Rashi, how to learn pshat in this pasuk. In general, how to learn pshat in Chumash. And Rashi, he says, told him that if he had more time, he would have written another perish, more alpi pshat. And it was said on this pasuk here, because it's a very difficult pasuk. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, ben shva es reishana, hayoroya es echov batzoyin, v'hu na'ar es b'nei vilha. There's like a bunch of phrases put together. It's very hard to really figure it out. Different of the first have different interpretations. Rashi's interpretation over here is v'hu na'ar. Number one, that he did maisenaris. He did foolish things. He was busy combing his hair, making sure his eyes looked good. He should look nice. Es b'nei vilha is something else. Kalaymar. V'rogil eitzel b'nei bilha. He was very often with the B'nai Billah. He was accustomed. He was always with them. His brothers humiliated them. The Hu Mekarvan. He was always Mekarev them. He was always elevating them. He was always trying to bring them in. That was Yosef. Yosef was the Mekarev. Because Yosef is Chanukah. And who are the B'nai Billah? The B'nai Billah are Don and Naphtali. Don. Don from the lowest of the Shvatim. Yosef has a very special relationship with Dan, because it's because Rachel gave Bilha to Yaakov, who bore him Dan. She was zeicha to have Yosef, and because Bilha had Naphtali, so then she was zeicha to have Binyamin. So her two sons were sort of reward for the two sons that Bilha gave Yaakov, which is Dan and Naphtali. So Yosef is related to Dan. Not only that, they're half brothers. There's a connection between the two of them. So Yosef has a special relationship with Dan. But because Yosef is Makarev, Yosef felt that they are also as much part of the Shvatim as anyone else. And the Shvatim argue that's one of the machlekes that the Shvatim had with Yosef, whether Bilhah and Zilpah were considered Noshim or they were considered Shvachos. That's why the Pasuk is Madgish, Neshei Aviv, V'hu Na'ar es b'nei Vilhav es b'nei Zilpah, Neshei Aviv. They're his wives. We once spoke about this by Arichas at a different time. They were his wives. They were not his shvachas. He freed them. They were considered his wives, just like Leah and Rachel were. So that's why Yosef says, therefore, their children should be treated equally. There's no reason why they should be treated any less than the rest of the shvatim, and they held differently. That's one of the three Lashon Hara that the Dibosam Ra that Yosef told Yaakov was that they're mezalzel b'bnei hashvachos l'kroison avodim. That the Shvatim are not careful the way they treat the B'nai HaShvachos. Because they held, they were B'nai HaShvachos. And if they're B'nai HaShvachos, they're not on the same level as we are. Like many have an attitude that those Jews that are not as on the same level of religiosity as we are, they're not in the same Adreg. But we know, V'amech Kulam Tzadikim, Yosef wanted everyone to be part. Everyone to have a tikkun. The Bilti Yidach Mimeno Nidach. B'nai HaShvachos HaBegematria Matis Yohu. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Matis Yohu, is to incorporate the B'nai HaShvachos, despite that they might find themselves on the Tzad Smoil, or below 10, or outside, or wherever. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Pidyon Shvuyim. Chanukah is the Soid of Yibum. Chanukah is the Yerid of Tzairich Aliyah. Yosef was Me'oirer the B'nai Bilha. V'hu Na'ar, perhaps we can add that V'hu Na'ar means, like in the Haftarah of Chanukah, Ne'oir Mima'oin Kotshoi. It means to get up, to awake, to be ma'oirer, to inspire. V'hu na'ar, he woke up the B'nai Bilha, he inspired the B'nai Bilha. He was makarev the B'nai Bilha. He elevated them. He went down to their level in order to elevate them. Perhaps that's the he did Maisa Nairus. You see, even today, in the world of Kiruv, anyone will tell you, and in Chinuch in general, sometimes a Rebbe has to lower himself and act foolish sometimes with his Talmidim, but the purpose is that his Talmidim should become great. He's doing it really for that his Talmidim should be elevated. Sometimes he has to lower himself. Those who are Mekar of Rechaikim occasionally, they're going to have to lower themselves and go to certain places, or have to deal a certain way to be able to bring the Rechaikim. Okay, there are many who argue about this, but the Yosef and the Shvatim were arguing about that very thing as well. So, V'hu Na'ar es B'nei Vilhi, he did Maisa Nairus, in order to be able to be ma'oira the B'nai Bilha, was kulay l'shem shamayim. Of course, they viewed him as a hypocrite. They viewed him as two-faced. On the one hand, he's learning with their father, and Yaakov only learns with him. Kol ma'ashem mosar mishalamat mishem ve'evra mosar loy, v'yisrael ohavis Yosef mikol bonav, kiven zekunim huloy, v'asa like soynes pasim. They felt that Yosef didn't deserve it. Yosef was only trying to get Yaakov on his side. Similar to what happened with Esav and Yitzchak, they felt that Yosef is a repeat of Esav. And therefore, they felt we have to deal with him the right way. The Sipurno says they held that Yosef was a Raidiv and he's Chayiv Misa because he brought Lashon Hara to the father. He's trying to have Yaakov side with him, that he should be the only one and not them. They held that he's Chayiv Misa and for other reasons, as the Mefarshei HaTorah discuss. But later, of course, Yosef is proven to be right. Yosef is the tzaddik. And as the Sifrei Chassidus make note that Yosef was the Tzaddik Hador, and the Shvatim had to be kofuf to him, and they didn't want to accept that. That's why you find by the Chaloimus that in all the Chaloimus it's Vatishtachaven ala alumasi, v'achad osa koychavim mishtachavim li. So that's why they said, what's going on here? Yeah, that's taka what happens. Later on, Yosef does rule. And in fact, if not for them, it wouldn't happen. They make it happen by selling him to Mitzrayim. He becomes the viceroy because that was Hashem's plan. You can't undo Hashem's plan. And if you try to undo it, you'll be the one who end up doing it. They're the ones who ended up making Yosef's dreams come true. So Yosef is the Makarev. Yosef is the one who's Isaac in this concept of Yerid Tzairich Aliyah. Yosef brings the lower level neshamas back. He brings those neshamas that have fallen and enables them to have an Aliyah. V'hu na'ar es b'nei Vilhav es b'nei Zilpa. Yehuda, who from him comes Mashiach ben David, also is Isaac in that. Yehuda is Isaac in Yibum. Yehuda is trying to be Mesakin Erva Einan. And that Yerida, of course, leads to Leidas Peretz, Leidas Zerach, and of course, from Peretz comes Boaz and David and Yishai, and of course, Melech HaMashiach ben David. So both Yehuda and Yosef are Oisek in Yeridais, to be Mesakin, Neshamas, Nidachais, in order to bring an Aliyah even to the lowest Neshamas, which is what Chanukah is all about. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is Oirei Shem Melech HaMashiach, the Yom Tov of Ketz Som Lachoshech. As we're going to read the next week, Vayihimi Kates Shnasayim Yom, and the Medrash says, Hadoh Dechsiv Kates Som Lachoyshech. Choyshech is Yavon, says Talas Chazal. The Horetz Haisa Soyhu Vavoyhu Vechoyshech. Choyshech Zu Yavon, Shechshichu Einem Shal Yisrael. So Yavod is compared to Choshech. Chanukah is Or, Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel. The Or HaGonuz, Oirav Shemalach HaMoshiach. That's Mevatel V'Choshech. Kates Som LaChoshech. An end to the darkness. If you take the word Kates, which is 190, and you add it to the word Choshech, so it says the Imre Noyam, that's 328 plus 190. Is 518 is Begamatria Lahadik Ner Chanukah. Kates Som LaChoshech. Add the word Kates to the word Choshech, because that's what Chanukah is. It's the Kates of Choshech. If you add the whole phrase, Kates Som LaChoshech is Begamatria 888. That's Shmini B'miluboy. Complete 8. Kates Som LaChoshech. The Yomtiv of 8. Yoyme the Chanukah Temanya Inun. The Yomtiv of Oyrei Shal Melech HaMashiach, Lamanatzeach Al HaShminis, and in the world of Shmini, everyone has a tikkun. In the world of Shmini, we're able to be besaked, even those neshamas that are not affected by Shabbos. Because Chanukah brings with it Eliyahu HaNavi. Chanukah brings with it Mashiach. Where do we see in this week's parasha Eliyahu HaNavi, where do we see this concept at the end of the parasha? We come to the end of the parasha, we have the story of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. And the Torah elaborates and talks to us about the dreams of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. And incidentally, from this story, you learn that even when a person finds himself in the lowest of places with goyim, arurim, rishoyim, Hashem has his ways of sending his messages to you. Even if you're in a pit, even if you're incarcerated, you're under the ground, you haven't seen the light of day for 10 years, and suddenly you have goyim with you in the same cell. And yet the messages from Hashem are coming through these goyim. What they're talking to you about, which seems to be narish chalomos, nonsensical dreams that they're telling Yosef, he has to sit there and listen to their dreams. Yosef realizes that in those dreams lie the future of Klal Yisrael. Uvagef and shloisha sarigim. How many maimrei chazal are there on this dream? Uvagef and shloisha sarigim. V'hichafayrachas also nitsa hefshidu ashkelasel anovim. More than that, the Yerushalmi and Psachim. The Rashbam brings in a perek Arvei Psochem. We know the Mishnah says that we're mechuyev to drink 4 cups, Arba Kaisis Leil Pesach. In fact, Chazal used the same lashon, but again to the Dalit Kaisis, as they do about the Ner Chanukah. By the Dalit Kaisis, it says, if you don't have, you have to borrow or sell your clothes. Shoyel or Meicher Ksusai. The same lashon it says by Ner Chanukah, that everyone is mechuyev in Ner Chanukah. Even someone who has no money at all has to borrow or sell his clothes to light Ner Chanukah. Because they're both in of Prisume Nisa. Says the Rashbam in Psachim, based on Yerushalmi. And it's also a medrash in this week's parasha. How do we know that you have to drink Dalit Kaisis? Everyone knows, of course, the Dalit Lashinus of Geula. But the medrash this week in Yerushalmi, and the Rashbam brings it down in Arvei Psachim, says it's because it says in the dream of the Sar HaMashkim, the word Kais 4 times. It says, V'chais Paroi Biyodi. Voeschat oisam el kois paroi. Voetenes ha kois al kaf paroi. Venosato kois paroi biyodoi. There's 4 koisos here. Connected the dal of the shine the shel geula. Connected the dal of koisos you drink Friday night, Leil Pesach. Connected the dal of koisos of tarela, of poison that Hashem is going to poison the nations with, the dal of malchios. Kois yeshuois essa. The Gemara Darshan's Kais Yeshua is Esa, the Medrash this week, Kais Yeshua is Esa, referring to these Kaises. Kais Yeshua is Begamatria, Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. What about the Kais Hamishi? There is a 5th Kais in this parish. If you go further on, when you finish learning about the Sarah Mashkim, so you think there's only 4 Kaises. When you come to the end of the parish, it says, Vayitain HaKais Al Kaf Paroi, there's a 5th. Medrash makes no mention of the 5th kais, because halachically there are 4 kaises. Well, you all know there's a minhag to pour a 5th kais, the kais chamishi. And that's the kais mashihi, that's the messianic cup, that's the cup of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's the cup of Melech HaMashiach. That's Chanukah. The Dalit kaisais is Pesach, which was the first geula. And Chanukah in many ways is like Pesach, because we say the entire Hallel, B'Shleimus, every day. Just like on Pesach, well, on Pesach we only do it the first 2 days. Like on Sukkot, you say the entire Sukkot. But Pesach was the Yom Tov of Geula, of Geula from Mitzrayim, Avdei Hashem, V'loy Avdei Paroi. The same thing is with Chanukah. In Chanukah, we were totally freed, as we mentioned last week, unlike Purim, where Purim, Akati, Avdi, Achashverosh, Anan. So in that respect, Chanukah is very similar to Pesach. Because, not like Purim. Purim is not Akati, Avdi, Achashverosh, Anan. And Purim, we do not say Hallel. Purim was in Golus. We continue to be in Golus, even after the Nes of Purim. Chanukah brought about a freedom, a Cherus, from Malchus Yavon. The Beis HaMikdash was re-inaugurated again. There was a Chanukah. It's one of the reasons it's called Chanukah. So in that respect, Chanukah is like Pesach. But Chanukah is Oiro Shel Melech HaMashiach. It's the fifth, it's connected to the fifth cup. It's the Kois Chamishi. This phrase, Vayitein HaKois Al Kaf Paroi, is B'gematria Matisyohu Ben Yoichanan Koyhein. Because this Kois, the fifth cup, corresponds to the fifth Kois that we pour on Leil Pesach, which is for Eliyahu HaNavi, which is a simon for the future Geul. That's why the second half of Hallel, we say afterwards, that refers to the Geula of La'osid ki yadua, that's Pesach to La'osid. So Chanukah is the Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach, that's the fifth Kois. Chanukah is connected to Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. Tishbi is B'gematria Chanukah 8 times. Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, as we mentioned, Es Ha'or Ki Toi Vayavdel, which is where Chanukah is rooted, the Ur HaGonuz. That Pasuk is B'gematria 8 times. Chanukah, that Pasuk is B'gematria Tishbi. Vayavdel, that's the Pasuk that we learn a Havdalah from, as the Baal HaTorah makes note, that Vayavdel is equal to 52. There are 52 Shabbosos that we make Havdalah. Hamavlo ben Yisrael la'amim ben kodesh l'chol ben aral l'choshev ben yamashvilish teichus me'amasa. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Havdalah. Chanukah was mavdil os ben Yisrael la'amim. Yisrael, as we mentioned last week, the shame Yisrael, alamcha Yisrael, because what the Yevanim wanted was to assimilate. They wanted to destroy that Havdalah. Partsu yud gimel pirtzais beheichel ufartsu. They entered. Nichnisu Yevanim Lehechel. They went past the barrier where Goyim are not allowed to go. It's called the Soireg. The Soireg, which is a fence that surrounds the Beis Hamikdash. Beyond the Soireg, a Goy is not allowed to go. So the Yevanim entered that area where they're not allowed to go. That's why we light the menorah in their domain. They came into our domain. We light the menorah b'chutz. They want to infiltrate our domain. We go out into theirs. They wanted to bring Choshech into the place of Or. We bring Or into the place of Choshech. They wanted to destroy, they wanted to bring down the barrier that separates us from the nations, which is Chodesh Shabbos Milah. Chanukah strengthened that wall. In fact, literally, the Chashmonaim, the Mishnah says in Midos Godrum, they fenced those 13 breaches that the Chashmonaim made in the Soireg, Yud Gimel Pirtzais, Sheparzu Malchi Yavon, says the Mishnah in Midos, that the Chashmonaim fenced those breaches that were made by the Malchei Yavon to solidify the Havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim. Vayar alehim es ha'or ki toi vayavdel. Vayavdel is B'gematria Eliyahu. We talk about Eliyahu HaNavi Moitzoi Shabbos. Minhag Yisrael is to sing Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi Moitzoi Shabbos, which enters into the Olam HaShmini. After Shabbos, we enter, get a taste, a little bit of the Olam HaShmini. We have Malava Malka, Se'udasa, the David Malka, Mashiach. Every time, as far as I speak about it, that the most appropriate time for B'ez HaMashiach is Moitzoi Shabbos. It's like the first moment after Shabbos. Actually, it's the beginning of the week. Moitzoi Shabbos is the beginning of the week. We still are in our Shabbos clothes. The effects of Shabbos haven't really left yet. We eat the Sudas Malava Malka. We enter the Olam HaShmini. It's after Shabbos. It's after the Yom HaShavii. If we're Zoich, it'll become Shmini. It hasn't happened yet, because then it turns into Sunday, a plain Sunday, a plain Yom Rishon. But Mitzoy Shabbos is hovering between Shvi and Shmini. It has the opportunity, it has the Yecholus, the potential to become the Olam HaShmini. So we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi, Eliyahu HaGiladi. And Chanukah is Mitzoy Shabbos, meaning the whole Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, is one unit of Shmini. It's one unit of Mitzoy Shabbos, of Mitzoy Shvi'ez. It's one unit of Shmini, especially this year of Tavshan Ayin Ches, a year that ends with a Ches. So Chanukah has to do with Eliyahu HaNavi. Chanukah has to do with Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah is Kois HaChamishi. Chamishi is Mashichi. Mashiach is going to introduce the world to the Olam Hashmini, but to the fifth level of the Neshama. As we mentioned many times, there are five levels of the Neshama: Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. And just like on Yom Kippur, by Ne'ilah, the fifth davening, the fifth tefillah, there are five tefillahs, Yom Kippur, which is the Chasima, a Yid is Zeicha to experience all five levels. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima. Munach b'choysamay shel kohen gadol. So on Chanukah also there's a revelation of the five nitzutzim, the five levels of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay, yechida, which is the gematria lamed vav neiroiz shel Chanukah. In the lamed vav neiroiz shel Chanukah, there's the potential in those lamed vav neiroiz, deep in those lamed vav neiroiz, are all the five levels of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chay, yechida, which Mashiach, who's going to introduce us to the level of yechida, he's called the yechida hakalolis. Mashiach with the milui of the Oisius is begematria, hadlakas ner Chanukah. Mashiach is Rosh Hashanah. Mashiach stands for Shmoinas Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. The Sfarim tell us Eretz HaChayim, I saw it in Mashiach is Rosh Hashanah, Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. That's what Chanukah does during those 8 days, Mashiach will do constantly. And Bias HaMashiach means a tikkun for all the neshamas. That's the site of Yibum. Yivama, he says, Begematria HaMelech HaMashiach. The site of Yibum, that's Mashiach, the tikkun for all the neshamas. The Ari HaKadosh says, when you say Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Minag Svarad, Minag Arizal, is not to say Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, Davka Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, which is Rosh Hatevis Nachal, Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim, Noitzer Chesed Lo Alofim, Nun Ches Lamed is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Tell us the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's also Rosh HaTevis, Nafshenu Chikisa LaHashem. Because Chanukah is the Yontif where every nefesh can be Mechake LaHashem. Every nefesh has a tikkun. Nafshenu Chikisa LaHashem is Rosh HaTevis, LaHadlik Ner Chanukah. That's the site of Yibum. And that could be what the Or Yisrael means. The Oy of Yisrael means the Abderav, that Vayeshev Yisrael, the Eretz Megure, the parsha that's always read right before Chanukah, Vayeshev, is the site of Yibum, which Yibum means the tikkun for all neshamas. V'lo yimachesh shmoy mi Yisrael, even those who find themselves on the left and below 10, even those who have sunken into the pits. Chisani miyor dibor, as we say in Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, the Mizmor associated with Chanukah. Chanukah is the yomtiv that takes us out of the bor. So Yosef experienced that, Yehuda experienced that, both Yerid Tzairach Aliyah, and as we enter the month of Teves, which next Shabbos Miketz, in Parshas Miketz we see that everything in Vayeshev that's sad and tragic becomes understood. The whole parsha is a very tragic parsha. We once spoke about it by Arichas. The Medrash says this week, Vayeshev, the Medrash quotes a pasuk, Yodea Anias HaMachshavos, that everyone is busy in this parsha. Yaakov, it says, is busy with his sackcloth, he's mourning. Yosef is also mourning, knowing that his father is aggravated. Ruvain is busy, Osik Pesakwe V'tanisoy for the chet of Bilah. And Yehuda is busy going to get married. And the Shvatim are busy trying to sell Yosef. Then later on, they're also busy with their sackcloth, because they see what happens to Yaakov. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu busy with, says the Medrash in this week's parasha? Oisek u'boirei oiroi shel melech HaMashiach. All these tragedies, all these yeridas are all leading up to one big aliyah. At that time, to Geulas Mitzrayim. For us, for the ultimate Geula. And where do we see it actually happen? In Parashas Miketz is where it begins. The Ketzom L'Achoshech v'yiritzuhu min ha-boir. Yosef comes out of being incarcerated, and then his dreams are fulfilled, and he sustains them, and he feeds them, and you have the Zion Shnois Hasava, and the brothers later on meet with him, and then Yosef sees the fulfillment of the dreams, and then Vayigash gets even stronger, of course, when he reveals himself to them. So these two parashas, Vayeshev Miketz, show us that despite tragedy, despite difficulty, despite Nisyonos, where a person can find himself in the lowest of all places, There's a reason. It's all for good. It's all Yerid Tzairach Aliyah. It's all Kol Ma'adavid Rachman Alatavavid. Let's take, for example, at the end of Ayeshim, in the last moments of the parasha, where Yosef finds himself without any hope at all. He finally thought that this is the Yeshua, the Sa'amashkim, who he interpreted his dream. And as we mentioned, what's in his dreams are all these soidus of Geula and so on, including Hanukkah, and everything is all in the Sarah Mashkim's dreams, including what Yosef perceived, which really is true, that this is all in order to get him out of jail, so that later, when Sarah Mashkim gets out, especially as some of Farshim explained, that had Yosef not interpreted him the dream that way, he never would have got out. It happened because Yosef interpreted it that way. So the Sarah Mashkim gets out, L'chaira, the purpose is that he should go to Paray and tell Paray that there's a person languishing in jail for no purpose, get him out. And we all know the story, V'loi zochar sar ha-mashkim es Yosef ha-yishkochehu. He forgot him. Deliberately so, as Chazal tells us, deliberately so. There was an einish for Yosef, because Yosef shouldn't have put his faith in him, ki yodua, the last Rashi in the parish. And even later, when the Sarah Mashkim does remember Yosef, how does he talk about Yosef? Nar, Ivri, Eved, Arurim, Harishoyim, Rashi says. Look how he calls him a Shaita, he calls him an Ivri, an Eved. He doesn't even speak highly of him. He's the one who interpreted his dream. Because of him, he got out. He doesn't have the decency, the gratitude, the way he speaks. And it's first year, 2 years later that he finally reminds himself, because Paray had a dream and no one's able to interpret it. By hook or by crook, Yosef's got to get out of the prison. So Yosef now, at the end of this parasha, is in the lowest, his lowest moments. He can't get lower because he finally thought that he knew why the Sarah Mashkim came in jail with him. Yet 2 years have passed, nothing happened. He realized the Sarah Mashkim totally forgot him. There's no way he's ever going to get out of his predicament. That's when you have to rely on Hashem. When you think there's no hope, Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. When it looks like there's no way out, that's exactly when Vayihi Miketz Shnosayim Yomim, and then comes the Maaseh with Paray with the Chaloyim, and then Vayiritzuhu Min HaBor, and they rushed him out of the pit, because as soon as the moment came, the Yosef has to get out of prison, he gets out, Vayigalach, Vayichalev Sim Loisav, Vayovayel Paray, and the Yeshua comes. The same way it'll be with us. Like, we find ourselves now at the end of Golus, and it looks like there's no hope, and there's so terrible things going on. What's going to be at the end when you think there's no hope? That's when Hashem steps in. Pisoim Yovay Ha'od, and in general, in life, it's that way. When we reach a point where it looks like there's just no return, there's just nothing you can do anymore. There's no alpi teva, it's not shy. That's when you have to turn to Hashem and not give up. Even though v'lo zoch hasar hamashkim es Yosef v'yishkachehu. And the same as we read at the beginning of Vayigash. At the beginning of Vayigash, when the Shvatim are in front of Yosef, they don't know who he is, and it looks like he's going to be taking Binyamin away from them, and Yehuda's going to have to go back to Yaakov, and Yaakov is going to die of a heart attack if he's going to see that they came back without Binyamin. It's the end. He's going to curse them. Yehuda has no Olam Haba anymore. They're doomed. And then in a second, the words, Ani Yosef Ha'oid Avichai, ends all the confusion. When it looks like it's all over, that's when Hashem steps in. That's when Yosef reveals himself. That's when Hashem will reveal himself. The Yom Tov of Chanukah is that hope. The Yom Tov of Chanukah gives us that hope that despite the situation, when one finds himself b'tzad smoil and b'chutz and l'mata miyud and it's choshech and it's... That's when you light the neir. That's when there's neir, the light. Even though we're going into the month of Teves, Teves is the darkest, the longest nights, The most difficult time, the month of Dun, a month of Din, a month of Choshech, a month of Asara B'Teves, when the Aschalta de Peranusa began, when the holiday of the Notzrim, the Notzrim is in Teves, Leidas Oisai Ha'ish, according to many, was Tes Teves, Oisai Ha'ish is Begematria Chodesh Teves, Teves is the month of Esav, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. But Chanukah enters and penetrates and infiltrates. Chanukah goes into the month of Teves, into the boundary of Esav. Esav was killed on Chanukah. You do what the Bnei Yisoscha tells us, that Esav was killed the same day Yaakov was buried. Lomo eshkal gam shneichem yoyim echad, says the Bnei Yisoscha. The Chassam Sofer also says that Yaakov was nifter on Sukkos, took 70 days till they got to Eretz Yisrael, which comes out Chanukah. That means Yaakov was buried on Chanukah, which means Esav was killed on Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Yosef at Tzadik. Because Yosef is sitnoi shel Esav. And all those neshamas that were trapped in Esav have an aliyah. Perhaps that's why the head, the eyes of Esav, roll into the Maris HaMachpelah on Chanukah. That means those neshamas that Yitzchak loved, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav, ki tzayet befiv, as we mentioned a few weeks ago, Rabbi Akiva, Shmaya v'Avtalion, and all those neshamas that find themselves in the domain of Esav, on the left and outside and below 10, which Chanukah elevates, which Chanukah is able to bring an aliyah to. That also happened. The Esav's head, which was where those neshamas were, rolled into the Maris HaMachpelah on Chanukah. Yom Tov of Chanukah. In the month of Teves, which happened in Rosh Chodesh Teves, the Shem Rishmul brings down that Esav was killed Rosh Chodesh Teves, which would mean that Yaakov was buried Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is the yahrzeit of Avraham Avinu. He says, that's why he says, Tikover b'seva toiva is Rosh Teves Teves, which means Avraham Avinu was nifter Rosh Chodesh Teves, according to this, which means he was born Rosh Chodesh Teves. The Basayan has an arichas on it in this week's parasha also. That means that Chanukah ends all the Yeridus, all the neshamas that are trapped, have their aliyah on the fifth yomtiv, which is Chanukah, is the fifth yomtiv. That's the kais chamishi, connected the kais chamishi, vayitein ha-kais al kafkaroi, connected the kais of Eliyahu Hanavi, connected vehevesi, there's vehitzesi, vehitzalti, vegoalti, velakachti, then there's vehevesi, vegematria, Mashiach ben David. That's Chanukah. Chanukah, therefore, this powerful yomtiv of Chanukah, which the Bas Ayin says is Merum is here in the Psukim Vayehi Kimishloish Chodoshim. 3 months after Yehuda and Tamar were together, so the word got out that Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha, your daughter in law Tamar has strayed. She's expecting. Ayoyim Yehuda Hoitziuha Visisarev, she has to be burnt. She's a Bas Kayin, she was Bas Shem, as Rashi brings here. And she's about to be burnt at the stake, and she sends a message to her father-in-law, and she says, it's to him, to this man that I'm pregnant, who gave me the chaysemes, the mata, and the psilim ki yodua. And Yehuda recognizes it and says, she's correct, don't kill her, it's from me. And because of that, we have Mashiach, because Tamar didn't want to embarrass Yehuda. Tamar didn't want to embarrass Yehuda in public. She was willing to go to be burnt. Mutav that a person should be going to a kibshan ha'esh ve'al yalbin p'nei chaveroi barabim. So the Bas Ayin says that this story is a remnant to Chanukah. 3 months means 3 months after Rosh Hashanah, because Chanukah is 3 months after Rosh Hashanah, which starts Chaf Hei Elul, that's Briyas Ha'olam. So Chaf Hei Kislev is 3 months later. Zonsa Tomar Kalosech, he says that the Sutton is Mekachreg, and the Sutton says to Hashem, the Jews have strayed. They made promises, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they didn't keep to it. They don't mean you, they're not interested in you. They'd rather be, they're interested in Taivas Olam Hazeh. And what does the Jews say? Haker no, lemi ha-chaysemes v'ha-psilim v'ha-mata. The chaysemes is the chosim v'chaysemes shal koyen gol. The psilim are the psilis, the wicks of Chanukah. That, the Yom Tov of Chanukah shows that we're still connected to Hashem. We haven't strayed. Look, 3 months after Rosh Hashanah, we observe another Yom Tov, as mentioned a few weeks ago already, that Hashem brings back Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot in the month of Kislev and Teves, in the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and Hashem says, Tzotka mimeni, ki al kein loin nesatiyo l'sheil of mini, which the Bas Ayin says means that Hashem takes responsibility, and he says, because I didn't bring Mashiach yet, the Golus is so long, that's why they sin. They don't sin because they want to sin, they don't sin because they want to stray from me, they really want to be connected to me, it's the Yetzirah, it's the Golus, it's the Shibud Malchus, therefore they deserve to be redeemed. Famous Bas Ayin of this week's parasha. May we be zeicher taka that this Yom Tov of Chanukah should be the final Chanukah in Golus. This should be the final Yom Tov that we have to experience. We shouldn't have to experience this Yom Tov in Golus either. But we should be zeicher that it should be. We should be safe. And Eretz Yisrael should be safe. They're worried now about the Palestinians just issued a day of rage or 3 days of rage because of the possibility that the United States is going to now recognize Yerushalayim is the capital of Eretz Yisrael. Everything is going on milmaila. Whatever a president of a non-Jewish country, certainly who has no bechira really when it comes to this, it's all being orchestrated by Hashem. So whatever's supposed to happen now with Yerushalayim, this is all because Hashem wants it to be. Whatever's supposed to be, and everything should go bechesed uverachamim. If that's what it turns out to be, that's what happens. It should be bechesed uverachamim. Yidden of Eretz Yisrael should be safe. Yidden all over the world should be safe, and we should be zeichet to an illuminating Chanukah, and we should experience Oyrei Shal Melech HaMashiach, and Adlokas Ner Chanukah in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi B'Meherav Yomeinu Amen.